The Highway Administration threatened to strip the city of nearly $11 million in funding if it didn't comply with an order to approve RTA's request. After reviewing the administration's mandate, Beaver Creek City Council voted late last year to approve the RTA stops. Members of LEAD and the NAACP were granted ceremonial rides on Sunday to the new bus stops. Paula Ewers of LEAD says before the current Pentagon Boulevard stops were approved, RTA riders had to walk across the Colonel Glenn Bridge to get to the mall or work. Ewers says that while she was on the ceremonial first ride, she noticed that a young male passenger was relieved to know that he would never have to cross the bridge again when riding the bus to work.
He was able then not to have to take that long, dangerous walk over that bridge, and he was able to get the bus and will now always be able to get the bus. So that was a wonderful example of what our work was all about.
Civil rights attorney Ellis Jacobs, who helped LEAD file its federal complaint, says he's pleased that Beaver Creek finally granted RTA's request.
It's great to see the buses starting to roll from Dayton to Beaver Creek and from Beaver Creek to Dayton. It's something that should have happened a long time ago, and it's a shame it took a civil rights complaint and a finding from the Federal Highway Administration to make it happen. But it's happening, and it's great news.
The new Route 1 line along Pentagon Boulevard is on the same route as Wright State University. Stops are near the mall and the Soin Medical Center. For WYSO, I'm Wayne Baker reporting.